Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
This is Lock and Load, and of course we're going to wind our week down with writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
I don't know how I did that. Let's get back on this one. So at Ammoland, they published an article today. It's a 2x4 with a piece of pipe strapped to it, and this is a ghost gun, yeah.
Yes, because there's no serial number. It's homemade. It doesn't cost much. I think I priced out making one of these one time, and it was about $10 to $15 of
right.
hardware part. You know, with inflation, it might be up a bit. I know that I made one kind of similar, but electrically fired back in the 1980s, just as a proof of principle, with a four-shot 45 caliber. Electrically fired one, and it cost me $12 in parts back then, and 12 hours worth of time to put it together. And it was just proof of principle that it's not that hard to make a working firearm that's perfectly good for criminal activities. And for years, we've been having people tell us that ghost guns are really horrible and that they're a big danger to the Republic because they don't have serial numbers. Well, most guns in the U.S. did not have serial numbers up until 1968. They weren't required to have them in any case. And there are millions of guns without serial numbers out there, and they're all perfectly legal. So a few more is not going to make much of a difference. The idea that a homemade gun is more dangerous than a factory-made gun because a factory-made gun has a serial number, that's just kind of odd. And they claim that it's more dangerous because the police can't, quote, trace them. But tracing a gun doesn't stop crime. And it's turned out to be extremely ineffective in prosecuting people. And most of the time, they don't even bother trying to trace a gun if it's more than 7 years old because it has probably gone through several hands. And once a gun is stolen or sold in the gray market, it's untraceable whether it has a serial number or not.
Right.
It just doesn't matter. So what some people have done, I call them Second Amendment activists, who also are entrepreneurs. They see these gun turn-in events that are called by the Orwellian name buybacks, but you can't buy back something you never owned before.
Yes.
And they see things like no limit, $200 for X type of gun, $100 for this type of gun, no limit and no questions asked and no ID required. And so they go and they know something about 3D printers or blocks of wood and pipe, and they put together a bunch of fireable but crude firearms and take them to this event. And the first I've heard of, initially, I think there was one in New York where they turned in four or five of the slam fire type shotguns.
Right.
But then in July, only a little more than a year ago, in 2022, an activist turned in at least 62 3D printed.
I remember that.
What appeared, yeah, appeared to be single shot 22 pistols I got paid several thousand dollars for them. And then only a month later, another Second Amendment activist turned in a bunch, 110 3D printed ghost guns, but they were even simpler. These were what they call Glock switches. And they're very illegal.
Yeah, it's just a little piece of plastic.
A couple little pieces of plastic. There's not much to them. They do have a little, one or two moving parts. You install them on the back of a Glock slide, and you can turn a Glock into a full automatic firearm. And this guy got $21,000.
Wow.
In gift cards for turning in a bunch of plastic junk. He actually was interviewed anonymously, and I was able to find that interview. And he said the whole purpose was to show how stupid and perverse these gun turn-in events were. And the attorney general, who was our one of our least favorite attorney generals, Letitia James in New York, said that 177 ghost guns were paid for. Well, Kim, who was this entrepreneur, said he turned in 110. So that means there were 67 more that somebody else, or more than somebody else, turned in. Well, I believe New York changed their law after that. So now we have an event in El Paso coming up this weekend. Let's see. It's the, I think the 18th. I have to look. And it's Saturday, this Saturday. And they'll be paying relatively little for firearms. I think only $100, $150 for a pistol, $100 for a long gun, and $50 for one that doesn't work, they say. And they have a lot of money behind them, $180,000 worth of gift cards.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of gift cards to give out, and they're not offering much money for the guns. And that is a great recipe for people to purchase guns at these events for as private purchasers, because they're only going to give you $100 for a Browning Auto 5 that your grandfather had. You know, it's not hard for a private purchaser to offer you $200 for that nice shotgun.
Yeah.
Or even I would give $200 for a working 870. Just because they're good guns. Nice to have around. At $100, most 22 rifles are worth $100 or more, and you might get some nice classic ones. I've seen Marlin 39s turned in, but we were talking about these ghost guns and what happened at El Paso, because they saw what happened in New York and Houston. They put a little disclaimer on their app: no ghost guns will be paid for.
Well, that's discrimination.
What they're admitting is that homemade guns are there and have a significant impact. And even though all the propaganda is saying how dangerous and evil and nasty, quote, ghost guns are, they don't want any gun turn-in events. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. We're trying to promote safety by getting rid of dangerous guns. But the guns we say are the most dangerous, we don't want any of them.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's absolutely right. So
what we find, and this is where people who make their own guns are making a great political statement. They are saying, look, you cannot regulate guns out of existence, because we can make them. We can make them at home. We can make them ourselves. And it's very hard for you to stop that.
Just hold up right there. I was too busy listening. You know how it is with me, Dean. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Monster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Right. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking with Dean Weingarten. I'm talking about the gun buyback. Now, I got a question for you. Now, any gun made prior to 1968, those did not have serial numbers, correct? That was when they started
requiring. Well, no.
I'm sorry?
The serial numbers were not required. Now, some manufacturers
made them.
Put serial numbers on their guns anyway. But there's a lot of pistols.
But what about the legitimate guns that were out there prior to this requirement, when they didn't automatically put them on there, when the manufacturer didn't, because it wasn't required?
It's perfectly legal.
Do they refer to those as ghost guns?
Good question. They don't have serial numbers.
Well, I mean, I know that they go and they find these guns that are factory-made guns that have had the, you know, they've gotten rid of the serial number on it. They refer to those as ghost guns, make them a big pile of ghost guns, you know, the ones that are homemade and the ones that were made, you know, that they altered. And I know they use that to bolster the numbers.
Well, I was looking at, trying to find an image for an article, and I have an agreement with Rock Island Auction that I can use their images as long as I give them credit. And I looked, here's a, it was a set, exactly a set, of five pump shotguns that they were selling all in one lot. A lot, probably a better way to describe it. And one of them was, you know, a good bit older. It was I think it was a Stevens 570 or 620. It's a Browning design. There were a lot of them made. They're pretty good shotguns.
Right.
And the others were more modern. And of the five, two of them were listed as NSN, no serial number, because they were made before 68. No serial number was required. And it wasn't the oldest one. That one had a serial number because it was by a major manufacturer. Heck, Mossberg didn't put serial numbers on most of their shotguns until 68.
Right.
I think Stevens also didn't put serial numbers on most of their shotguns until 68. So there's a lot of really useful and effective firearms out there that don't have serial numbers on them. And it doesn't really matter much, because a serial number doesn't make a firearm more dangerous or more defective. I mean, think about the silliness of that. Oh, we're going to put this number on a gun. That'll make it safer. I mean, it's just crazy. And it's fairly easy to get rid of serial numbers. The only thing that you gain by having a serial number on a gun is that it makes registration of guns a lot easier. So if you're aiming at registering guns so that sometime in the future you can require them to be turned in, well, then requiring serial numbers makes a lot of sense. But if you're not doing that, then it really doesn't make much sense. There's a lot of energy and time put into registering guns, but we don't see that it has any serious effect on crime. What it does have, though, is it makes it a lot easier for the police to figure out who to ask to turn in a gun, because they have a serial number saying you had a gun here. There was an anecdote told by Neil Knox. I don't remember the name. He was for a while head of the ILA, Institute for Legislative Action for the NRA, famous reformer. And he said that he was told about a case in World War II that I believe when the Nazis took over Belgium, they went around houses and said, "We say you have this gun. Turn it into us." And if they didn't have it, they'd just kill everybody. Now, today, they don't have to go that far. They can just follow Justin Trudeau and cut up your credit card and say, we're not going to let you pay taxes on your house. Or maybe we won't let you access your bank account. So they don't have to go around killing everybody. They just make it impossible for them to live in a modern society. So serial numbers are sort of a gateway to tyranny, as JPFO, Judas for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, might say. I am paraphrasing Aaron Zellman, who was the founder of that organization. So I oppose having requiring, I should say, serial numbers on guns and making a government database of serial numbers. And we even had one judge saying under Bruin that you could not prosecute somebody for merely possessing a gun where the serial number had been removed. I don't know if that's going to be appealed on up, but at least one district court has ruled that you can't require somebody to, or that you can't make possession of a gun without a serial number a crime. And we're seeing more and more of these gun turn-in events. Oh, I just talked to a source of mine who got a pre-ban Colt, ST1. That's their version. I think it's their first version of the AR-15 that they sold to the citizens. And it was from 1981. And in the article that I had written about it, I said that it didn't have a magazine. But I was wrong. I just didn't see it. He'd been given a magazine, a period magazine, 20-rounder, with the ST1 loaded, and the head stamp of the ammunition in the magazine was 1981. So I thought that was a nice little piece to go with it.
Right.
I believe he paid $400 for that Colt, and because he didn't think it had ever been fired, and I agree. I looked at it. I didn't see any marks indicating it had ever been fired. And those are now collector's items going from $2,000 to $3,000. But the person who sold it to him got twice what he would have got at the turn-in, so it was a win-win.
Indeed.
And, of course, that gun, even though it has a serial number, is essentially a ghost gun. There's no traceability to it. How will they trace it to anybody? It was sold, 40 years ago? 40-some years ago?
Right.
And then it went through how many hands before it reached this guy, a gun buyback, who, there's no trace to him. So you can try to institute firearms registration, but it proves to be an expensive endeavor, and it doesn't reduce crime in any significant amount.
That's interesting. Coming up on the these next break, and I didn't get to tell you this. This article is at amalan.com, along with 2,300 plus other articles. Dean is one of the more prolific writers there. He's also the biggest writer there, the most read. And that is significant in that at amalan.com, Amalan is the biggest website of its type on the planet. And that also is significant. So when you're the biggest writer on the biggest website, that makes you the most read writer on the planet in the gun culture.
I hope it's true.
Well, yeah, I do. Well, it sounds pretty good, doesn't it? That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So go check out. What?
These things are difficult to prove.
Yeah. But I mean, that's my story, and I'm sticking with it there, That makes me look like a very smart guy for having you on here, Dean. So we'll be right back.
You are, obviously.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Evacuations from the Gaza Strip into Egypt are underway, with injured civilians and hundreds of foreign passport holders, including Americans, among those leaving. Since the war's onset, the total death toll has exceeded 10,000. The Federal Reserve has once again decided to pause interest rate hikes. Marks the second consecutive time they've kept rates steady.
Today, we decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged and to continue to reduce our securities holdings. Given how far we have come, along with the uncertainties and risks we face, the committee committee is proceeding carefully.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the committee expressed increased optimism about the economy and job market despite ongoing inflation concerns. According to Nielsen, games 2 and 3 of this year's World Series between the Rangers and the Diamondbacks were the least watched in recorded history. Additionally, the opener on Fox established a new low for viewership in World Series Game 1 history. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking with Dean Weingarten. We're going to go off script just for a little bit, simply because the elephant in the room is what's going on up in Lewiston, Maine. Are you as mystified by this as I am?
Well, the more I hear, the less mystified I become.
Okay.
And you know that a lot of times, most of the time, early reports are unreliable. Some people think that what you hear first is the most reliable, but in my experience, it is exactly the opposite. Early reports have a lot of misinformation in them. People make assumptions. One of the things I've noted on the reporting about this incident is initially they said 22 people were killed. Well, now the latest figure I am hearing is 18. So maybe they counted a few people twice.
Right.
And there's probably people in critical care that may make it or may not. So we don't have a good number for the number of people killed. Another thing is that it appears that this man had some military training. We don't know how much. I've heard on several occasions people said he was a firearms instructor. But I also saw one place where they said that that was retracted, and he wasn't. So was he or not? I don't know for certain. He also had mental issues. And complained about people, voices in his head telling him to do things. He apparently at one instance threatened to shoot up a military base. He was, I believe, in a mental institution for at least 2 weeks while on, it sounded like it was while he was on active duty, but I don't know for certain. And he may have been kicked out of the National Guard. All those things that are floating around, we will get more information later. However, just because someone is mentally unstable doesn't mean that they're stupid. And it sounds like this guy had some kind of escape and evasion plan because he wasn't apprehended right away. Now, I saw a story again, which I haven't seen confirmed anywhere, that his vehicle was found in Massachusetts. So it's possible he's crossed a few state lines here.
Well, I thought they found his vehicle next to the river. Has that changed now?
I saw one indication that it was in Massachusetts. Okay. I saw another that he found it next to a boat landing, a dock or something now. And that, of course, opens up the possibility that he may have had an escape plan using a boat.
Right.
Which I've often thought about, but I haven't published because I don't want to give people ideas. But,
right.
But frankly, if you use less than conventional craft to escape, it's harder to track you. There aren't that many cameras on the open ocean. There are a lot of boats out there in that area. You're just another boat. And it isn't like they have a license plate they can zoom in on from a drone overhead and say, who does that boat belong to? Now, a lot of boats have numbers on them, but they're meant to be read from the side, not from overhead. So, we don't know a whole lot. We eventually, I think, will find out more, but at the moment, we don't know much. Now, when I looked at the picture that supposedly showed him, he appeared to have a beard. He might shave that off. The rifle appeared to be some form of an AR. It looked like it had a decent optic on it, maybe a flashlight underneath. So, this guy, I suspect, knows more about firearms than your general mass murderer. And that makes him a bit more dangerous. But we'll know more when and if he is apprehended and if he's alive. And eventually, maybe there's a manifesto. Maybe there isn't. Lots of uncertainties at this point.
The whole thing with this is, it's becoming a... It's become a habit for us not to find out what was the motivating factor. We don't know anything about the Mandalay Bay guy, even now, do we? I mean, that just sort of that once it happened and everybody's like, oh, that fell by the wayside so fast. They got the bump stocks out of that, but I mean, that was it.
I actually have seen some information, saying that he had lost a lot in his gambling. But you're right, it wasn't publicized a lot.
No.
And then the closer one is this one where the LGBT trans...
Audrey Hale, yeah.
Yeah, where she wrote a manifesto, so we are told, and we still haven't seen it, and it's been several months now.
Yeah.
And so why haven't we? I have this feeling that if it was bad for Republicans or gun owners, it probably would have been let out already.
Do you think?
Yeah, I got that feeling. I see this bias in the media about things like that. So that's what I think might be going on here. If I were in Massachusetts, I would be more concerned. I'd be worried, if he was around there somewhere. Of course, he could have taken a boat to Massachusetts, too. I mean, they're not very far apart. I think probably less than 100 miles from... where the mass killing occurred in Maine to Massachusetts border. There's only a thin piece of New Hampshire between Maine and Massachusetts, as I recall.
Cool.
So,
I just find this interesting. Plus, the other thing I find interesting is that in today's world, and I have suspected this quite a bit, but in today's world, we live in a sort of a surveillance state.
Oh, question. No question.
But this guy has vanished.
Well, and that's where I mentioned if he took a boat. Because the boat moves outside of generally the surveillance state. We don't have good surveillance over the open oceans or most waterways yet, anyway. I mean, we may eventually. Starlink might have cameras that'll watch all the oceans. There are cameras that do, but when it comes to especially small craft, they don't track them all that well at this point. I don't think he did this, but some people have used bicycles to commit crimes because they're really hard to track. You know, they don't have much of a license plate. Often people ride them without license plates. Throw a different outer garment over whatever you're wearing, or take off the one you have on, and suddenly there's no easy tracking of you.
Right.
So there are ways in which you can defeat some of the tracking methods we have now, but it's far, far harder than it was even 10 years ago. Just many more cameras tied into surveillance systems.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of Chris Dorner in California.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a fairly interesting comparison, and there are similarities for certain.
Well, I think just judging from what I saw as far as the movement of all of these police officers in there, all gunned up and everything, that they don't really know his capability, so they're not going to take any chances. But here's the other question, and you don't have time to answer this. We can answer this in the next segment. But Maine is a permitless carry state.
Yes, it is.
And he went into not one but two locations. And as far as I can tell, nobody engaged him.
Yes, that's what I see, too. And I was wondering about that. Now, I haven't looked on a map, maybe you have, that this location is fairly close to the New Hampshire border, or
right.
The New York border. New Hampshire, I believe. So you may have a bit more of a cultural similarity to getting down to where it's closer to New York and Massachusetts.
Right. Interesting. Let's do it one more time. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to, and this is the last time on the firing line, by the way, just so you know. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were just talking about one thing about Maine being a permitless carry state. The other thing about Maine is that they only had 29 total homicides last year altogether.
Wow.
Do you think that it's so good in Maine that people leave the doors open, unlocked, and leave the gun at home or in the car or something? I mean, is life just that good?
It could be. You know, Israel had a very low homicide rate too. So it shows you that you can become complacent. Now, Israel isn't a permitless carry state. It's very hard to get. It was very hard to get a permit. Probably still is in Israel.
Right.
But people can become complacent. Complacency is a real thing. And we are in tumultuous times here. I think we have been living in a golden age. We've been more prosperous. Humanity is better off. It's easier to stay alive and not starve and have a roof over your head and get medical care and good education and be able to travel now than ever has been. But when people get really prosperous, they start becoming complacent, and sometimes bad things happen.
That's my thought. I mean, I sit around here. I have looked at what's going on around here, and I live in South Carolina. We don't have this kind of stuff that you see in most of these blue cities. Nowhere near it. And yet, I'm moving around, and as I move around, you would think that I was going to combat in my own slow, older way, you know, because I've looked at what's going on in the United States, and I see what I see, and I'm just saying to myself, okay, you better be ready for this, because the handgun, most of the time when I'm carrying a handgun, that's for me to fight my way back to the long gun.
Well, I have to say, when I am legally required to be unarmed, I have the same mindset. I don't change that easily as when I'm armed. Only now I'm going, damn, I don't have any way to fight. Or at least that's not quite true. I have ways to fight. They're just not as effective. But I'm thinking, well, gee, you know, if something happened 30 feet over there, it's a lot harder to affect that with just a pocket knife. Especially as I'm nowhere near as fast as I used to be, you know, 20, 30 years ago. The mindset and I think most people maintain the mindset, and it reinforces the options that being armed give you that you don't have if you're not armed?
I believe that myself. I mean, and, you know, interestingly enough, I have gone completely over back into the Glock.
Ah, well, you know, the Glock has become the standard handgun of our time, I would have to say.
Right.
It supplanted the Smith & Wesson Model 10. And the Smith & Wesson Model 10 was basically the handgun for the United States for close to 50, 60 years. It was the police handgun. It was considered standard handgun caliber and 38 special. And it served very well. But eventually, the advantages of a semi-automatic with high magazine capacity, a loaded Glock doesn't weigh much more than a loaded Model 10.
Right.
And it's a little easier to conceal. The trigger may not be quite as good in single action, but it may be a little better than the double action Model 10. So the Glock has become our standard sidearm of the time. People in Europe might say that we had others other than the Model 10, but when I purchased a couple dozen revolvers that had come from the London police about 20 years ago, and they were all Model 10s that had been sent to the United States for sale. And they were going to the Glock, which I think shows the point that I've been making.
Right. Well,
they were not shot much.
Yeah. My thought process with this was this. I have a Staccato that I've set up pretty good. But I have only so many magazines for this, and I want to be able to go to a class and train with it. And, you know, I don't like loading magazines, so I have enough Glock magazines where I could probably go to a class and I'll only load magazines once, right?
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, so I don't have that any other way. Plus, with a Glock, I have so many. I mean, if you have a Glock 17, same magazines going to 34, same magazines going to 45, they will work in the 19, and they will work in the 26. So any of the Glocks work really well with any of the magazines. And that, for me, that is a whole lot of convenience.
I think the Glock, with their use of modern materials and a fresh look at what a combat firearm handgun should look like, because that's what they did with their competition in Austria that they won, made a significant difference in the capacity and the reliability of firearms. Glocks are notorious for being very, very reliable. Not helps if you clean them, but they're just an extremely reliable firearm.
Yeah.
And, you know, every 50 to 100,000 rounds, change out some springs. But they are very, very reliable. And, frankly, the Model 10 had a reputation for extreme reliability, as long as you kept it clean. Now, you drop it in some sand and get some of that grit in the revolver mechanism, yeah, they probably won't work. But, in general, a combat passive handgun, above all else, has to be reliable. And both the Glock and the Model 10 have reputations as being very reliable handguns.
Well, I have always found that to be the case. I wanted to adopt the SIG P320, but until they do something about that FCU, I'm going to stick with where I'm at. Although I have done a couple things to my Glock that you probably shake your head at. Both my Glock 45 and my Glock 17 are set up with the same sights and the same trigger. They're both, the triggers are the Timney trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And that just feels more like as far as the pull on it, that feels more like a 1911 or a 2011 to me when it's actually occurring than the regular Glock trigger does.
Well, that's one of the beauties of having a personal handgun, is you get to customize it to your tastes and desires. And frankly, the Glock trigger from the factory is acceptable, but it's not great. You know, it's a little bit heavier than you want on a typical single action trigger, but right. then it's quite a bit lighter than many of the double actions. So it's a compromise, and you can get even nicer triggers like you put on with it. So if you, especially if you carry it in a holster that covers that trigger guard, you know, it's a perfectly good gun to carry around, and having a good trigger makes the gun a lot easier to shoot well.
Well, for me, that was the whole thing. But I got my mojo back on it the other day. My instructor friend was watching my hands. We made one micro adjustment on one thing, and boom, center mass.
Cool.
I was a little left, a little low, and then boom, I'm right where I want to be. So I'm happy now. It would make a good article, Dean. My friend Bill, how much money did he lose trying to learn how to pull a Glock trigger? How much did it cost him?
Yeah, I'm having so much fun with these gun turn-ins and bear stories. I don't
you
know.
Don't need, you don't need any more content. That's plenty of stuff. Plenty of stuff. Anyway, we're about to run out of time. Once again, I'd like to take the time to thank you very much for joining me today. I always the stuff that you bring is always without peer. So thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. I was glad to be here.
Yes, sir. AmmoLand.com, all the articles except for our discussion about what's going on in Lewiston. You can find the articles at AmmoLand.com. He is the most prolific. He's got here lately. He's had, three published in one day. That's prolific. That is really prolific. And that's the biggest website. As far as I am concerned, I'll be back here on Monday. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.